It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world,
this is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking. Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times, if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard wall. This brother, come on,
zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Oh, shut up!
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
Fuck you, Triple E.
That just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That pisses me off.
Are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so uptight over nothing.
You're clearly lying. You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
For attention. Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Go.
Beginning and burned red.
We get it. Hang on. I'm about to click leave meeting because I'll be honest with Johnny. I don't like your attitude. But happy new year to everybody.
Yeah, big time.
Happy. I'm going to fuck this mic for 1 second. It's going to be a little annoying, but I don't have to keep bending over. Happy new year, Johnny.
No, okay.
Happy
new year. You didn't everybody. I gave you plenty of time to prepare your microphone. You didn't do it, but
well,
no big
one,
deal.
Who was 25 minutes late? I was sitting here.
Yeah, that was what you could have done in the 25 minutes.
Have it set up, but I don't have a Zoom angle. I just have my regular camera.
Oh,
and now
I see.
I want the mic.
So the camera moves when Zoom comes.
So I'm not doing this triple fucking slap around thing.
Okay, I didn't realize Zoom comes in and rearranges your camera. That's cool. I had no
idea. It does. It's cropped a bit more.
Okay. No way to preview that, huh?
Yeah, once it started, but I wasn't having a conversation. My problem wasn't where I'm sitting. My problem is I wanted my mic a little higher because I found myself leaning in like this, Johnny.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's not
and
a good
one. I found
look.
It unprofessional. So here's what I did, Johnny. Boom. Put it in a little box.
Wait, where's the TV or whatever that thing was?
That was too tall. I had to get rid of that.
Oh, man.
I just got to decorate this one. That's all I got to do, Johnny.
You want me to send you like some sparkly crayons and stuff?
Way ahead of you, baby.
There we go.
Got it all right there.
He's ready.
Well, first, I mean, we got a lot to talk about. I know.
Yeah.
Patreon, we got no Sam. We get to talk about a lot of crazier things. There's a lot of crazy shit going on in the world of reality TV. But speaking of crazy reality TV, how about this Antonio Brown thing, which just continues to get crazier. Now it kind of seems like, and you never know with this, how much is this is the NFL spin? But what is kind of starting to make sense to me, Johnny, it's kind of one of those things. There's Antonio Brown's truth. There's the Tampa Bay's truth. Then there's the real truth.
Totally.
From what I gather, now he's saying his ankle hurt. He didn't want to play. He's saying he told him to get in and he told him to go and he wasn't going to play. He was, I believe, in last weekend. This Sunday, so his final two games, one touchdown, 57 yards, and five catches away from getting 330, so a $1 million bonus with just an average game.
Should have every incentive to go out there and play if he's healthy.
So he doesn't practice Thursday, doesn't practice Friday. He decides to play. Takes a shot of Profafafil or whatever that fucking crazy drug is that they do. Takes a shot of that in the ankle.
Propofol.
And decides to play.
That's the shit that knocks you out. Toradol, maybe? You know is that what it is?
Toradol. Yeah, that is exactly what it is.
Oh, look, but Sam Tripoli's here. Here we go. Okay.
He decided to... hey, Sammy. He decided to... We're talking about Antonio Brown. He decides to go, I'm going to shoot my ankle up. I am going to try to play through this week. And next week is on hit these incentives. His number one complaint, what started the argument was, he said, go back in the game. He said, you're not even giving me the ball. I'm hurt. Why did I even inject myself up? if you're not going to throw me the ball, I'm not going to go in. That all now, 5 days later, seems to make a lot of sense. I don't think this is just all Antonio Brown's fault. I don't think it's all Tampa Bay's fault, but I think they both have a part in this. And if you kind of go, okay, I'm going to take, it's like Red Band. Red Band has a great way of making crazy story, simple stories sound crazier and much bigger than they are. So when Red Band will be telling me something, I'll go, okay, what's half of this? That's probably about where the truth is. And I found myself doing that with Tampa and with Antonio Brown's statement. I go, okay, if I cut this in half and cut this in half, sew them together, that's probably the truth. Welcome, Sam Tripoli, everybody.
Hi, guys. Good to be on your show. Thank you. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Sounds like you're in your car, Sam. Sounds like you're in your car.
Looks like that, too.
I'm kidding.
I am in my car.
You were just doing a radio thing.
Can I just say that? So I was watching ESPN, which I regret, and they had, you know, one of their multiracial talking heads brought up a really great point, which was that this is not the first time that Antonio Brown has used this excuse about playing through, forcing the play injured. That when the end of his tenure with the Steelers, in which he didn't want to play, that was his excuse. And the game was for to make the playoffs. And that was the exact same excuse he said that the Steelers did to him. So this isn't the first time he's cried this. So I don't know what's real, what's fake, or any of that stuff. But this isn't the first time he's said this stuff.
I think that when you look at the follow the money, as people always say, whenever there's a discrepancy, okay, what makes sense? Follow the money. He probably should have sat that game out, and he did have an ankle injury. That's clear. He didn't practice Thursday, didn't practice Friday. But Saturday, when he found out he's one touchdown, five catches, and 47 yards away from $1 million, he decided to shoot up his ankle Sunday and try to get that $1 million over the next 2 weeks. When he wasn't getting the ball, what he said to the coach was, why am I playing hurt if you're not even getting me the ball? I'm not playing anymore. And that's what started the argument. Now, had he not been that close to those bonuses, he probably would have said, hey, put me on the injury report this weekend. I'm not going to play.
But he's an idiot for how he handled it.
I think you're wrong, dude. I think he handled, I've been impressed with how he handled, not maybe you're right on the sideline. That was a mistake. But how he's handled it after has been kind of brilliant. And I have a new respect for his ability to manage the press because he's been dripping out little bits of it. He hung Arians on his own words when Arians is like, I didn't know he had an injury. And then AB one day says he did know I had an injury. And so that gets pressed for a cycle. And then the next day he released the text, which clearly show that Arians knew he had an injury, which really made Arians look like a liar. I have some respect for how he's handled all the fallout from this thing.
All those coaches have to be liars.
I mean, but I'm sorry, dude. It's just like, if this was like a one-time thing, how many teams has he had problems with?
Every one of them. The Raiders, the Patriots, the Steelers, crazy. The Raiders.
Let me just say, if Bill Cosby is at the bar just buying somebody a drink, he's buying a drink. But we know what happens in the past. You lose the credibility to do things like that.
We saw what he did in New Orleans. I mean, New England. We absolutely know what he did in Pittsburgh. And that's the same guy that showed up to Raiders practice day one in a fucking hot air balloon. You don't think the guy's crazy? He showed up to Raiders practice in a fucking hot air balloon. Late, nonetheless. Why are you late? I'm in a hot air balloon. Why are you in a fucking hot air balloon? You're supposed to be here playing football.
So fucking weird, dude.
And it's just like, for me, man, it's just like, you know, it's like, listen to me. I don't want to say what Bruce Arians did is acceptable. I don't want to do that. Because I think bullshitting when you're caught is almost as bad as just getting caught, right? So, yeah. It just makes it worse. So you're like, hey, yeah, dude, I fucked up. Okay, I fucked up. But you get in the panic. You think of all the shit that's coming on you, you know? So my whole thing is that it's just like this is who AB is, dude. This is who he is. And can we ever trust him to be like that again? I mean, who's crazier? How AB ends every time with a team, or the fact that T.O. thinks he should be play with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
He just wants his name in the fight.
Wait, did Terrell Owens say that he should be on the team? Is that what he said?
Terrell Owens made it very public that he would like to replace AB for a Super Bowl run.
That's hilarious.
We saw when he did, when his last comeback. I mean, he couldn't do shit.
No, he's too old. Hey, we were talking about this, Sam. What do you think? Do you think AB, even in camp, ends up with another NFL team? Now, at the beginning, me and Jason were both like, no, never. And then I'm starting to think, like, maybe he'll get in the camp. I think Jason agreed with that. What do you think?
I think, Sam? There will be one person. I think there could be one person. That
you still on that, Jason?
Well, I think he's going to have ankle surgery. I think he's done for the year no matter what.
This year, obviously. Ankle surgery. But I'm saying, like,
but next year, I mean, why wouldn't somebody sniff him out with a fucking – he's not going to get fucking drive a truck full of money to your door.
No.
You know, to your door kind of cash. But like I was saying to you, Johnny, Sam, I was saying, go, this guy is not the fucking, a spring turducken. like Madden was.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Madden. He's not a spring turducken. And what's this guy going to give you? 7 touchdowns, 790 yards. Is that worth the entire headache? You can get that out of Cole Beasley, and not have a fucking person even be late to a meeting, let alone not show up to a meeting or show up in a fucking submarine or something.
No. AB will become a break glass when emergency. That's what he'll be for now on.
That's what I was saying too, Sam. I think somebody, he's like, hey, I'm going to stay in shape. Kind of like how the Diaz brothers do fights now. They go, I'm in shape. If some shit hits the fan, pay me. I'll come fucking be a Band-Aid on a slit throat.
But when he was throwing his jersey and walking off the field the other day, I thought he'd never sniff an NFL field again. But he handled
it. Yeah.
The Tampa Bay kind of fucked it up, and he handled it kind of well.
Hey, man, some people are good like that. Look, he's like the fucking Andy Dick of wide receivers. This guy can get caught in a bar sucking a cock, and he's on another fucking sitcom 4 days later. They go, that's just Andy.
Yeah. I mean, dude, when you're so it's almost act crazy from the start. And then
I like that.
They applaud you when you act normal.
Lower the bar. Lower the bar. Now, did you hear? Now, you know how dirty the NFL is with all their Ray Donovans. So he releases those text messages. Did you see what the NFL did in retaliation?
No.
They released that he snuck a girl in the night before the game, snuck a girl into his hotel, broke COVID protocol. Somebody got a hold of this girl. I wonder who, Ray Donovan.
They play so dirty.
And she said, oh, yeah. He kept saying, fuck the NFL, fuck the NFL, all night while he was sneaking me into the hotel room. And then he said, wait till you see what I do tomorrow. And admitted that they fucked on me. Do you think that came from? You think she just randomly said, I'm going to say this? Or you think the NFL, Ray Donovan, got to her and said, hey, you want to play dirty? You want to play dirty, motherfucker? You want to release your coach's text messages? How about we talk about that dirt bomb you snuck in through the fire escape? It was on TMZ. Not even TMZ Sports. It just came up in my feed as TMZ. They go, so-and-so breaks COVID protocol and sneaks in they called her his girlfriend.
Yeah, okay.
But you live in Tampa. You randomly have a girlfriend that's in, coincidentally, the same city that you happen to play. Guess what? He's got 32 fucking girlfriends, idiots.
Oh, she's a social media influencer who wants
to look to the toilet. What a coincidence.
Once licked a toilet seat on an airplane in an effort to get COVID.
That's not the same girl.
That Brown snuck her into his hotel room in New Jersey on Saturday night in violation.
That's the same girl.
Hold on.
What a white chick?
Hold on. I'll show you. Hold on just a second.
I didn't know that was the same girl. They did mention that in that article, but I didn't know. I thought they were saying that because of just like doing dumb things to break COVID protocols.
Idiots. Yeah. No, it's not just idiots. It's actually the same girl.
It's the same girl that licked the toilet seat in the airplane.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Dude,
and then got COVID.
Here we go. Yeah. Yeah. This chick.
That's my God.
She is hot as shit.
Holy oh man, I've never wanted to be in an airplane toilet seat so much in my life.
Damn.
She looks fucked up there.
Yeah.
So that's girl that he snuck. I wonder if she was licking his toilet seat at the hotel.
Dude, if you ever meet a girl and her thing is, I'm a social influencer, run the foxy hills.
It absolutely. Get as fat it's like a fucking.
Don't know the difference.
Roadrunner cartoon.
They don't know the difference. They think it's all the fucking same. And guess what? You know what this chick's going to go do? She's going to go just pump out her OnlyFans. I mean, Johnny and I did an episode. The girl gets paid the most on its OnlyFans is Black China, who fucking completely kneecapped Rob Kardashian. And now she's making 20 mil a fucking month.
This is also the same woman. Remember that story like last year? Sam, I think we might have done it on Broken Sim, where somebody claimed that Amazon sent them sanitary pads, like, you know, period pads.
Period pads? What are you, in fourth grader?
Soaked in blood.
Is that
her? That was her. Yeah, she was the one who said. Now I doubt that story completely. I think that's fake, probably. I think she probably forgot she wore them.
Out of this girl's dumb fucking mouth. Yeah. And it's so funny. It's like, she's like the poor man's Amber Heard, right? Like Amber Heard is like where millionaires and billionaires go to stick their dick in because they just want a life of pain, right? Yeah. That's what Amber Heard does. This chick is like a low-level version of that, right? Like, yeah, Antonio Brown is a millionaire, but he ain't fucking Johnny Depp and he ain't fucking Elon Musk, you know? But this is what they do, dude. They're so hot and they're so decayed on the inside. Their face is so symmetrical. Like, look at that. She's just so dead on the inside.
Look at this ad.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms
and conditions. 18 plus. What is that? Isn't that weird? What is that?
That's my spirit
that's
animal.
That's not the same.
That's the same girl.
That's so weird. Toilet liquor. That's what they call it.
Toilet liquor. Toilet liquor.
And you just.
Her parents must be beside themselves.
Oh.
Her parents must be beside themselves.
You're kidding yourself if you think they've been in the picture for any time in the past, like 30 years of her.
Somebody in her family is heartbroken. Toilet liquor.
And these guys, NBA fans, these guys, NBA players, man, they just have bullseyes on their back and just the hottest, most decayed garbage.
And it's always the... Well, it's they find each other because Antonio Brown is just as broken on the inside as some of his toilet liquor.
Couldn't fuck a whole wholesome woman if their life depended on it. Mm-hmm. All they do is just stick their dicks in fucking baby traps.
What would you rather be, toilet liquor or toilet liquor lover? Because he's a fucking toilet liquor lover.
I'd much rather be a toilet liquor lover. But I'd only do that.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, baby, lick that toilet. Now brush your teeth, get over here. Hum up his taste. Remember that shit? Now this brings up. What's it say?
She's not even the originator of doing that. There was another chick. Maybe
Tanya.
The toilet licker, but she had brown hair. Maybe it was the same person, but she fucking I have brown hair.
Well, she didn't when she started. She didn't when she started.
Can you look up the toilet licker video? Because the girl I saw do it.
Nothing bad could come out of this.
Absolutely, I will.
I'm just curious how many motherfucking toilet lickers there are in this world. This might be a new thing. I might have to find me a toilet licker because I've only seen one toilet licker and she was pretty easy on the eyes. I'm not going to lie. Maybe they're all gorgeous.
No, this is the first result that comes up here.
I'm very scared
to see
this.
It's Dr. Phil with this crazy bitch.
Well, that's her. I'm Dr. Phil. Because
yeah, but it's the first result.
You want to lick a toilet, then you're going to have to.
Where I can talk from my kitchen because I want to talk to y'all about this. I feel like I have a responsibility to do so.
Hello.
So I invited her to join me on this
kitchen,
Zoom
just like
session
Sam.
From my kitchen because you she recently made
Hey, Sam, there's somebody else who hosts the show from her kitchen.
I'm in my kitchen and she's on her knees in the toilet.
While on a plane
that's
to
her.
Miami for spring break.
Yeah, that's
during
her.
No, coronavirus different outbreak.
This was
so, Ava, are you there?
Hi. Did you miss me?
It's good to talk to you again. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm okay.
She looks weird.
She looks like a get rid of this shit.
Stop it.
Is this the one you're talking about? This chick right here?
Yeah, that's her. Yeah, that's the originator.
Oh, oh, God.
How would you describe that lick?
Look how crazy her eyes are.
Yeah.
Oh, this bird. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. How would
the
you
way a deer would lick a salt lick. Like a nice, long lick. Like a camel licking an ice cream cone.
Oh, no.
And she's got the nose ring, which is like, if she had blue hair, she would have the, this would basically be fucking, what was the robot that came all together at one time?
Voltron.
The Voltron are crazy. Oh, this guy's great.
No.
This fucking homeless guy literally time walking across based on when fucking green lights were there, so you would have to wait for him. He literally stopped, waited for the green light that then started walking in front of my car.
You should have killed him right here, love him. Sam, if you kill somebody live on this show, I'll finally get on national television. Won't be for a good thing, but I'll be on. Now, Sam, I want to get your thoughts on this because I knew about this and Johnny brought it to my attention. But you want to talk about these social influencers and all these wannabe popular people. Johnny, why don't you go ahead and tell Sam how that girl's been making money with some jars.
I've seen it.
You did?
Yeah, I think All Things Comedy did an Instagram about it, today or something like that.
Well, Danish and Neil talked about it. But there's a girl from 90 Day Fiancé that has been selling her jars of farts, just farting in a jar, sealing it up.
$50,000 a month or a jar?
I just want to let guys
$50,000
Let me read the New York Post story because it is so cringy, like the way they do puns on fart. Okay. 90 Day Fiancé star retires from selling farts after heart attack scare. I'm just going to read
this. Farting that much is probably bad on the old ticker.
I'm going to read this just straight. She had a fart attack.
God damn it. I'm so pissed at this already.
A reality TV star who launched a gassy venture peddling her fancy flatulence to strangers, Stephanie Motto, 31, blew away people on social media when she recently announced that she makes more than $50,000 a week selling her farts. The Connecticut resident has gained international recognition after appearing on the reality show 90 Day Fiancé and later starting her own YouTube channel and an X-rated subscription site called Unfiltered. She then really made waves with her olfactory business by capturing her emissions. What a clinical term that is, in jars and selling them because she thought it'd be hilarious, a hilarious publicity move that would get a lot of people's attention. Well, mission.
She was right. She was right there.
After making $200,000 in sales, the influencer has announced her retirement when she passed one too many and got the wind knocked out of her. Jam press reporter.
So motto, dumb.
Motto was rushed to the hospital with chest pains, which she feared were symptoms of a heart attack, according to the outlet. After undergoing a battery of tests, including blood work and an EKG, Motto was told that her pain was the result of her steady diet of gas-inducing beans and eggs. I thought I was having a stroke and that these were my final moments, she told Jam Press. I was overdoing it. The self-proclaimed fartrepreneur had squeezed out up to 50 jars worth of farts a week to keep up with demand, and even added protein shakes to her diet.
$1,000 a jar?
Shoot me.
It's so fucking gross, dude.
$1,000 a jar.
God, Jam, I'm going to the doctor's.
Okay, bye.
Okay, Sam, see you. Hit us up after.
What is she's putting like rose petals in there? To me, if I was really wanting her fart, I wouldn't want a rose petal in there.
Unless she ate a rose and then farted it out. But that's really more of a
look at her in the hospital.
What hospital is she in where she has a lazy boy and a
I know it's nice, right? That looks like a dialysis chair or something.
Thing of condoms next to her. I mean, this one is something crazy.
Well, she's weird too. Tell them about her story. It's like she kind of thought she was a lesbian for a while, maybe still does.
She's bisexual, but then when push came to shove, she didn't do anything. She and the other girl really liked her. When push came to shove, she was like, I seemed like she was faking that she was into women, or she not,
yeah,
she wasn't maybe into that girl and didn't want to hurt her feelings. I don't know, but
she also doesn't have sex a lot,
so she hasn't been celibate for like 4 years or something.
Yeah, it's so weird. And you were attracted to her now in the beginning. I remember you telling me, like,
this doesn't stop. This doesn't.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah, does this change?
No. It just tells me I know what to get her for Christmas. A bunch of jars. Clearly, she's out of jars.
Fucking dumbass.
What a thoughtful gift, she would say. And I would just go, fill them up.
Seriously, though. You're out on her now, right? Surely.
No. Why would I be out on her? Just because she. Instead of just farting for free, she's making that fucking cheddar. Jeez. You know what I mean? Take that, New York Post.
You should write for the New York Post. Look at this story, dude.
How you know that wasn't my article writing about, is this about the same girl? Woman is shocked to see photo of her and her boyfriend on Chinese TV show, but with her head edited out.
Look at this. I guess she just posted this photo to Instagram. And since they don't give a shit about copyright or stealing from people, they just put her, some Asian lady with a nice white boyfriend picture on
that's funny.
Chinese TV show. Isn't that funny?
That is weird. Johnny, have you heard about this clown out?
I have no idea what that is.
Standalone NFL news.
It sounds,
you know what a white out is at Penn State?
Yeah.
You know what a blackout is at the Raiders?
Yeah, brownout is when the power goes down, blackout.
Yep. And but you know, so apparently you're going to find yourselves, if you happen to see the Jaguars game this weekend, final home game for the Jags, they're having a clown out to poke fun. And because apparently the Jaguar Nation, whatever they're called, I apologize if I bastardize your team. You know, everyone's got a fucking thing.
They like to claim their county or whatever, the name of their county. They always say that shit.
Whatever the Jaguar fan base is called, have organized a clown out, apparently, because that's what they call Shad Khan, the owner.
Duval.
And they're all going to be showing up wearing clown outfits in protest of their owner. I think it's pretty funny. I hope there's a shitload of clowns. I hope it's not just like, you know, 30, 40 guys, like, you know, you go to the black hole where the Raiders are and you go, yeah, that's 50-year-old men wearing shoulder pads and with metal spikes on them and have face painted.
Well, I told you one time 50 I went to people at a Jaguar game it's a pretty substantial.
That is true. That would be the whole stadium. Yeah. You would notice it. But yeah, I'm excited to see the clown out. One time I went to Raiders game, but it wasn't Raiders Falcons. I might've been Raiders Broncos or something. I just went to a Raiders game and I took the BART, the train system to the game from our hotel or wherever. And Raiders got beat.
Yeah,
and then I took the train back, and it was so funny because it was all you never seen anything sadder than a train full of Raiders fans, and all of them have face paint, and all of them in their 50s, and they just look devastated. Like, I painted myself like the tinfoil man from the Wizard of Oz for nothing. Now I got to go home and take all this bullshit off in front of my wife and kids. I loved it. Wife, I thought it was kids. Great. Yeah, that's right. True. You think there's any... Oh, and by the way, I think it was Eric Oligny. Congratulations, Oligny, if you in fact did win the... you know, when you get eliminated from any fantasy league, this goes to all of us, you don't give a shit. The minute I don't care who wins it. Unless it's my wife that's also in it, unless the money's coming back to the household or the trophy stays in the house, you know, I don't care. Once I'm eliminated, the app is deleted.
Dude.
Until
those consolation games, like, fuck
that. You're lucky if I put a completely healthy roster in, unless there's something at stake. But nonetheless, this always also happens, and it happens when it's me in the Super Bowl. The two people that are in the Super Bowl start blowing you up. Hey, bro, I only need 5 more fucking yards. I didn't even reply to him. No. I'm glad you won, Oligny. Here's what happened this weekend, and it happened nationwide in fantasy football. Whoever had Ja'Marr Chase won their championship. The guy had 60 fantasy points. He had 3 touchdowns, 240 yards, and every touchdown was a bubble screen. Well, one was a bomb, but a bubble screen. He took 65 yards to the house.
Dude.
Oligny had Ja'Marr Chase. I just dropped 200 in the Super Bowl. I go, 65 of them were from one guy's miracle game. Anybody that had Ja'Marr Chase, congratulations on winning your fantasy Super Bowl last weekend. And Eric Oligny is now, I believe, holder of the Punch Drunk strap. So congratulations.
Dude, I would have won our flyover league. I had Ja'Marr Chase. If I just won the first game, but the guy I played had like his best score ever. Look, did you see this the other day? This is our fantasy basketball. Did you peep that?
Oh, no, but I just went through and did some things. I offered Sam a trade, but
this is my first time. This is my first time looking at this. This is your team. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I won. All right. What place am I in? Let me see
what place I'm in.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm in second place. A half a game behind Sam's team in basketball, going for my third title in Punch Drunk Fantasy Basketball. Thank you.
Well, I'm right there.
You're in sixth place. Yeah, right there, kind of middle of the pack.
This is the first year I've really tried things. You know, last year I just drafted a team and kind of just kept rotating. But this time I'm really actually trying. If you remember, I think I lost every game last year and I absolutely finished in last. So I feel like I was doing it. I've had a lot of COVID and injuries in the last 2 weeks. If you recall, Sam was in first, I was second, you were in third, all separated by a game a mere 2 weeks ago. I've had a bit of a COVID problem. I offered Sam a blockbuster trade, but he turned it down because he's fucking stupid.
What do you mean a COVID problem?
I've had players that have been hurt.
Oh,
and, okay. And players that have had COVID and been out for like 5 days, you know, that kind of shit.
Yeah, it's
some of my, and then Derrick Rose going down didn't help me at all either. But I'm not making excuses. It's a marathon. It's not an orgy. I offered Sammy because look, Kawhi Leonard's still not coming back probably until February, maybe March, maybe at all. And I offered Sam straight up Kawhi Leonard, who's just sitting on his bench for one of the goats, JJ Redick, and he shot it down.
One of the goats. He did text me the other day and say that he would trade me Gordon Hayward, who's not a bad fantasy player, for any player on my team.
Friend of the family.
Any player on my team. And I sent him the worst player on my team, and he did do the trade. I was surprised.
Well, I wanted to say that I also fucking shafted him in a trade in the fantasy league, but he was so fine to do it that I go, I guess he's just okay with this. When both of Cleveland's running backs were down, and they had that one guy, I want to say Derek Jackson. He had a very kind of something Johnson. I think his last name was Johnson. But he only played one game. And he had like 180 yards and a big touchdown. Automatically, he hits me up. All right, bro, I want to trade you for Arizona's running back, Connor. Connors. That's what he says.
John Connor.
Nah, I'm not getting rid of him. But I'll tell you what, I'll give you this Cleveland running back for the same thing, and he just accepted it. He didn't do the research to realize this guy's gone. He's never going to play again once any of these Cleveland running backs come back. So I did feel a little bit good. But fantasy's over for me. I got fantasy basketball now. Ren Azizi, he hit you up about that as well, about that fantasy golf league.
I think that was Slavin.
No, that was Ren is easy.
Well, in that thread, it was Slavin who's saying, hey, I want to do fantasy golf, wasn't it?
No, Ren is easy. Sent it to me, you and Slay and Sticks, as he likes to be called. Shout out to Big Stick Slavin. But
are you sure? Hold on.
Yeah, Ren is easy said, hey, my buddy's a funny comic and he's got this fantasy golf league, $150 buy-in. Let me know if you're interested.
Oh,
and
then
And I both said, yes, I'm interested. Yes, I'm interested. I would be interested in fantasy golf. I never done it. I do like fantasy sports. I do like gambling. I do feel like it's a $150 donation.
Yeah.
Rookie. Oh, your buddy's never played poker before, huh? Yeah, tell him, come on over, bring his wallet. It seems like an expensive way to learn. I'm gonna look at it. I'm gonna look at the rules, see what they say, and if it seems a little too confusing or something, maybe I'll do a free one or maybe a little bit less expensive one and kind of learn how to do it. Johnny, I got a theory. It's too bad Sam's not here. Because it is a bit of a conspiracy. I don't know if it's a conspiracy as much as it is a theory. Calvin Ridley. Don't you find it weird that we haven't heard anything about it? Usually, you know, hey, Gordon's got a problem with drugs. Josh Gordon, he's going to go away for a while, rehab, get his mind straight. Hey, so-and-so's got a problem with depression and he wants to, you know, Hayden Hurst, problem with depression. He wants to fucking get his head straight. But whatever it is, going through a divorce, family problems, death in the family. You hear them all eventually.
Yeah.
And with Calvin Ridley, you just haven't heard. And my ear is low to the ground, not just being a Falcons fan, but being an employee for the NFL for 16 years. I'm not just asking my neighbor what he thinks is going on. You know, I'm text messaging people that are in the know, not saying it's a name drop, but they would know probably just as soon as anybody, and nobody knows anything.
Dude, while we were on the air half hour ago, Arthur Smith says nothing new to report on Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
What do you think's going on?
I call this the Brokeback Mountain theory. Calvin Ridley gets drafted from Alabama, comes to a team with the Falcons, who's also got Julio Jones, also from Alabama, also plays receiver. Looked up to him the whole time. What if, nothing wrong with it, what if Julio was gay like people have theorized? What if Julio and Calvin Ridley had the secret Brokeback Mountain love affair that no one could know about because it would just be too much of a sensational story? Julio Jones gets traded. Calvin Ridley has a mental meltdown a la Brokeback Mountain. Am I gay? Am I straight? I can't quit you. I can't believe you left. I can't even go to that facility anymore without thinking of my heart being ripped out of my chest. That is something called the Brokeback Mountain theory of the Atlanta Falcons. Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, secret lovers. I can't quit you. We'll be right back right after this break. Johnny?
Listen, I'm not going to say
I'm not saying, do you think it's true? Do you think it's not true? I'm saying, is this a bowl that would hold water without leaking?
That bowl.
It's a crazy colored bowl.
It's half full of cum, I would say. So
to be.
Yeah, it's half full of jizz. I don't know whose it is.
But well, it's one of theirs. It's probably a mixture of both.
You might say it's half empty. If
that's called a blizzard, by the way. It's called a blizzard, by the way.
What, just jizzing in a bowl?
Two different guys jizzing in one bowl.
From different directions? It's just like...
It doesn't matter. It's just, all I know is it's delish. How much cum is too much cum? Seriously, just not even doing a bit here. Like, what is, like, where you go, whoa, that's my limit. Or that's... Now we're getting into maybe an unhealthy situation.
Now, if I'm the person who's shooting...
Taking it. No. I know how much that is.
That's an unlimited number. Yeah, it's just like five minutes. I don't know.
No, it's 4 pounds before I start blacking out. But how much is it on the receiving end, Johnny? Well, I don't black out. I just definitely, the next day I need a transfusion.
If you're the person, you, Tebow, or the person receiving, I would say,
yes, sir.
I don't know, probably enough to probably where you would like drown, maybe
couple
water.
Couple beakers full for certain, right?
Fucking, you're so gross. That's
crazy. That is gross. And that is disgusting. Bob Einstein Show. Thank you, Mike Pollack. Not only a regular listener of the show, but a very good friend of mine since I was a very young man. I recommended it to me. And a documentary about Bob Einstein. Those of you who don't know, he's a very prolific comedy writer. And he was Super Dave Osborne and Funkenstein, the name on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yeah. He's been a bazillion things, but there was a wonderful documentary. Funkhauser, even better. Yeah. A wonderful documentary about him on
Marty
HBO Funkhauser. About his life. Super Bob Einstein Show. It's called. I highly recommend any comedy fan. I highly recommend it. Everybody's in it, from Kimmel to Letterman to Steve Martin to Carl Reiner. Rob Reiner. Everybody's in it. It's amazing. It's really Sarah Silverman. You know, it's great. It's just wonderful. Highly recommend it. It's touching, funny. If you haven't seen it yet, you got to watch it.
No, I haven't seen it. No.
That was my TV recommendation. Doc,
Carl Reiner died last year, huh?
Everybody kept saying how dirty he was. Oh, he was very, he's always being just such a dirty, making dirty jokes all on the side. Now, simultaneously, they keep kind of cutting back to an old interview with him, probably about 2018, 2000. Maybe a year or two before he died. Clearly, he's on Curb Your Enthusiasm because he talks about that and stuff. But so I keep coming back to this one interview, and he keeps, I don't have any kind of, you know, that like Benaca kind of spray you can spray on your throat.
Yeah, I used to love that when I was in middle school.
He had like a sore throat, and he kept doing that in between takes, spraying this stuff on his throat.
Okay, here we go.
And somebody says to him, you know, what are you doing that for? He goes, oh, don't worry. It's only cum. It's just a bunch of cum. He keeps spraying it on the back of his throat in between takes. And he says, it's just a bunch of cum. That's why would so you funny. Have a spray bottle of cum to just spray in the back of your throat?
Well, why wouldn't you have it?
It's so funny. Thinking. You know, and he was joking like that, you know, 2 years before he died, probably in his late 60s, I would imagine. But it's really funny. So I highly recommend
it. Funny
that.
Guy. Yeah.
Oh,
funny
God. Guy. I don't want to spoil anything because there's so many.
His voice is amazing.
Fucking funny jokes in this and old stuff. They show the first time he was ever on television. And think about this. The
Smothers
Brothers, the very first time ever. The Smothers Brothers.
Love them. I love them.
When they got their variety show, they hired the first two writers they hired. And it was both of their first jobs ever writing was Steve Martin and Bob Einstein. And they and Steve Martin are interviewing him in this, and they're going through all these old Smothers Brothers sketches. And Steve Martin was literally saying, oh, I remember we wrote this. We were at a such and such place, and he came up with this, and I came up. Then they would show another one, and Steve Martin goes, this one was all him. I had nothing to do with this. He just told me what it was, and I just laughed at it, and that's it. You know. So they keep going through different chunks of his career for different parts of shows he worked on and talking with the people of those shows, and it ends with Curb Your Enthusiasm being them. You know, so it goes through the Smothers Brothers shows. It goes through the Super Dave Osborne shows, John Biner's Bizarre, and then the Super Dave spinoff. And then it's fucking real good, really well done. Any fan of comedy, you like it. I hope that's my tea. Recommendation, Johnny, are you getting...
Checking that out, yeah.
What were you saying?
I'll for sure check that out. Yeah, that's right up my alley.
Yeah, it's great. It just came out. And, you know, there's an older one, and I thought that's what it was when my buddy Pollack was telling me. And I go... Is it the way he was describing it didn't sound like the one I had seen. And he goes, oh, no, it's brand. It's like 2021. It's brand. It just came out on HBO. I go, oh, thank God. I'm so excited. I literally was at the weed store. Pinnacle. What is it called? Pinnacle Dispensary.
What? Oh,
I'm just giving a quick plug. Pinnacle Emporium. Okay. Welcome to the top. They didn't give me any money. They just gave me a pen and said, hey, plug this everywhere you go. And then I saw five other people get free pens. So anyways, if you're ever in Buchanan, Michigan, go to Pinnacle Emporium. And you know what they say there? Welcome to the top. We'll be right back. but I was at the weekend. I was texting with and I go, oh, I'm watching this shit when I get home. Watched it. And I immediately texted you. I go, this fucking thing is hilarious.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. I'm going to
It is Ryan here. And I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Johnny, are you getting ready for... next week I'm coming to LA and you and I are playing golf. Week from today, Johnny.
Can't wait.
Will be literally on the golf course 1 week from this exact moment that we are talking. I'm very excited. I haven't swung a club in probably 70 days, 80 days. So I wouldn't mind hitting
I was going to ask you about that actually.
I wouldn't mind hitting a bucket of split a bucket of balls. Just my first fucking 10
well, I got a place. I got a nighttime range, like maybe the night, like one of the, if you have a free night early on that is closes at 9, you can go out there like 7 and hit balls for hours.
Yeah, maybe Thursday night we can hit balls and then go golf Friday morning or whenever you get up.
Yes.
4 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, that works. I can go whenever. Yeah. I mean, let's not go at ass crack of dawn because it's the LA courses are so crowded in the mornings anyway.
Yeah.
Because it's all those old retirees and shit. But if you
that's when they go.
The middle of the day, it's a little bit less crazy.
I play with those old guys, and we'll be having lunch and making our kind of like what time and what course for the next Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, hey, what do we want to say? We go to fucking Crooked Creek at. I was like 9 a.m. Good for everybody. Jesus Christ! Now you fucking. I've already had lunch by 9 a.m. What do you got? Nothing to do that day? I go, how's 5:30 in the morning then? How about 5:30, guys? How about we just fucking sleep at the fucking course? I mean, 9 a.m. and it's a 40-minute drive. I'm like, that's kind of fucking early for me. I got to get up at 7:30. These guys are losing their marbles because I'm like Johnny sleeping over here trying to play at 9. So I know why the old people are up there that fucking early. I know they fucking do it. That's for... Sure, Johnny. So you're excited. Congratulations, Johnny. Everybody, Johnny Woodard is up for it. Congratulations. Because I know two things. One, you said, hey, I shot a 104.
Yes.
And I kept all of my penalty strokes and I counted every stroke to the tee and I shot a 104. And I go, one, congratulations. And two, I bet you did. I bet you did, Johnny. I bet Johnny was out there with a tape measure. If you've never played golf with Johnny, you'll go, hey, Johnny, you can go ahead and pick that up. That's a putt the length of a dime. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm not picking that up. Ball that's on the fucking, kind of on the cart path, not on the cart path. Johnny's calling his fucking golf coach back. Hey, I got a real situation over here, man. And his golf coach is like, damn it, it's too late for me to fly back.
The inventor of the hand wedge over here has the audacity to accuse me of being a fucking uptight golfer.
I'm not saying you're an uptight golfer. I'm just saying if there's anybody that told me their score, I wouldn't question you. I'm saying you have dignity as a scorekeeper.
We played our first time, my first time that I had played around in like 12, 13 years. And I wanted to put a real score in. And that's what it was. Yeah. Now, I'm normally more chilled out than that, but that was just that first round back.
But when we played again, when we played at the, not when Steve and I played, because you kind of just semi-played in that. And then we kind of played around. But then when you were out here for
you were getting your ass beat so bad that we all just started playing toward the
end. Yeah. I let a goose hit one of my drives. Then we played again.
It's your best drive of the day, as I recall.
Well, he never landed. I might be in Florida by now. I don't know. I did set a record though, but he, when we played over at Whispering Pines, mm-hmm. you played pretty good and you were very concerned about making sure you're sure your score was accurate. This is not an insult. I know you're waiting second shoe to drop. All I'm saying is when you say I shot a 108, I don't go, yeah, right, motherfucker. You mean more like a 130. This ain't Gabe Killian go,
a little bit over par.
I go, what's a little bit, 30?
But it was 9 holes.
Okay, so 60 over par then. When you tell me your score, I go, okay, man, at best, it was some weird score. Maybe Johnny shot a 105. Hey, maybe he shot a 103. Point being, that's progress for you.
Well, my,
you were a guy that would be throwing clubs and probably shoot a 120, 130. And now you got a 104.
The guy I was playing with had it as a 102, but it was a 104. It was a 104.
That's who I'm talking about right there. That's exactly the person that I'm talking about.
Which is
a compliment. I don't know why you're getting your
round. I played on a golf course since I started back. The only other times I played were with you. How many rounds did we play? Three, right?
Yeah, something like that. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I would even say two and a half because one of them was just
It was that one where it got dark. Yeah. Yeah, that's not bad. I've been playing mostly on the on that Garmin thing, you know, which I love. I fucking love that thing. My buddy
one of those.
Oh, really? Yeah, dude, I love it.
15 courses on it.
Oh no, it's got as many courses as you want. The Garmin thing is like completely free. Like
no, his every course got a different one. I don't know. His has like his might be different. Courses. Yeah, I'm sure.
It's and dude, I when I was on at home on the farm, which I know you wanted to talk about that a bit. I just every day went out there in the field. Because I got that guy that works at Pinehurst he sells balls, and any ball that's got a little bit of discoloration or a little scuff, he won't sell to anybody. And so he gives me them for like, I don't know. The last time he gave me like 150 balls for $6.
Would Jiminy Christmas?
I know. And dude, a good 40% of them were playable for me. I took them out and played them like Pro V1s, all those nice Bridgestones, the new TaylorMades.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. I got unlimited.
The thing is, I don't know how much room I got. I might have to make a visit to this fucking numbskull.
I got one of those for Christmas.
I'm bringing 24 caddies, new balls.
Those den caddies for Christmas, yeah.
They look like t-shirt cannons.
Oh, a little baby golf bag, you know?
Bag.
Yeah, a little baby golf bag.
To pick up balls, you mean?
No. It's like it's for putting all your golf gear in the house. You know what I mean? Like balls. You put balls in. It's one of the. Here, let me show you.
It's like a suitcase.
No. It's called a den caddy. Hold on. Just show you. I got a TaylorMade den caddy. It's a stupid name.
What's your PIN number?
It's this thing. It is 1947.
I think I have one of these soon.
It's this thing.
Oh.
You see them on like ranges sometimes.
And what do you put in there? Beer?
It's filled with golf balls. A lot of people put golf balls in like this, and mine is just filled. Oh, with golf balls, filled to
that's
the brim.
That's kind of cool. I would fill mine with ice and beer.
Yeah, it is a cool thing. It's a cool little gift. I didn't bring it with me, but
let's party. All right, Caddyshack.
I love Caddyshack, dude. I watched it again over the break. It's so good.
What did I watch over the break that was just as fucking? Damn it. I watched something that was fun. And I go, man, this really holds up. Oh, Christmas Vacation really holds up.
It's the best, dude. It's my favorite Christmas movie by far. I love that thing.
Yeah, I probably would say that. I think my sister likes Elf. Elf is up there too, but.
Yeah, my girlfriend likes that. And it's not, I don't.
That's more for women and gay men.
And kids.
Not hating.
Yeah.
But yeah, Christmas Vacation really holds up.
It's the best. Nobody was at his height. And even after, nobody was funnier than that guy. I mean, Chevy Chase was a fucking movie star, bro. He was a legit, charismatic, hilarious.
He was right
movie
up there
star.
With maybe just a baby click below Eddie Murphy at the time.
Yeah,
like Eddie Murphy. Big but if time. Either one of those came out with a new movie, you knew it was you had to see it.
Like him,
Eddie
and
Murphy
Steve
had
Martin
a new movie.
Could go blow for blow.
Steve Martin, Eddie Murphy, maybe even put Bill Murray up there too. If those guys, any one of those guys had a new movie out, you go, you just blindly would trust it.
Even the ones that got like bad reviews, like that one he did with Aykroyd, Spies Like Us. I love that movie.
I love, you know, when I met Chevy Chase, did I tell you those Spies Like Us that I talked to him about? I could talk to him about anything in the world. I'm talking about Spies Like Us.
What did you talk about? Go ahead.
Well, first I asked him if I could borrow $50 and he goes, well, yeah, but just trust me, times are tough. Yeah. He was at the store. His daughter works there and he likes to pop in every now and then. He went on and he didn't really do much stand up. He went on and just kind of took questions from the audience. He did a couple weird jokes. One of them is borderline racist. By telling his daughter not to date a black guy or something. And I go, whoa, this ain't the era, 80-year-old man.
Yeah.
And that's me saying that. But and then I see this motherfucker in a hallway, and I know his daughter works there, and he was sitting in the back booths by me. So I think he knew I was a comic. Because a lot of times when somebody, I can't remember who he was watching. We were watching, like, maybe Theo or somebody was on stage. And Jim Chaser got off. Original room.
Okay.
And you know those bucket seats in the back where yeah. Mitzi would sit. He, and you can only sit there if you're a comic. And there's only like six of them. So if you're sitting there and somebody, if David Tell's sitting there and he look, you know, he knows everybody in that row, even if he doesn't know him as a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, you know, you'll get kicked out of there if you're not allowed to sit there. So I'm sitting, he sits next to me. So we were laughing. So he kind of like knew we were laughing at the same stuff. And then we were in a hallway. I walked up to him and, you know, told him I was, you know, comic at the store and knew his daughter very well. I thought she was real lovely. He goes, I go, so cool, you know, seeing you here. And asked him if he used to hang out there a lot. And he said, not really back then. He said back then the Troubadour was also a really big comedy spot. And he said a lot of people were at the Troubadour. And the Comedy Store was more like a workout place and people that were up and coming. It wasn't like super famous people.
John Lennon got kicked out of there heckling him, and Harry Nilsson got drunk and heckled the Smothers Brothers. The thing they got pulled. That was the
at
night
the Troubadour.
Yeah, that's the night they famously got thrown out. Yeah.
That's funny. So, and he's telling me that, and I go, and I, you know, obviously I was, you know, big fan of all of his movies. I go, one line that always sticks out to me, and I, you know, I want to know if it was written or if you came up with it or whatever, was, and I always think of every time this movie pops on, this one line always pops in my head. He goes, oh yeah, what was that? And he was very excited to, he did
he
not
was
seem
chill.
Annoyed.
He was cool. Cause you hear horror stories with that guy.
He did not seem annoyed that I was kind of, now had we been in a restaurant, and yeah. not well, two comics in a comedy club talking comedy.
That's different. Yeah.
He was in the place for me to kind of, mm-hmm. and I was being very cognizant of, you know, when someone's like, oh God, yeah, what yeah. fucking, oh, I bet it's a fucking goddamn Caddyshack quote, huh?
Most people do. Yeah.
Anytime he would be, I was looking for any kind of sign like that. And I'd be, oh, I don't want to bother you. Anyway, I just was saying it's cool to see you here. I already had an escape thing like that, you know. But he was very, oh, no, whoa, 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 which one, which one? You know, I always get a lot of the same ones, like the vacations. And I go, oh, no, 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 it's Spies Like Us. When you're tied to the chair and the Russian guy interrogating you goes, if you don't start talking, I'm going to cut off a finger. And you go, mine are yours.
That's just classic.
Why would he start? Because if you're going to start cutting off your own fingers, hey, my lips are sealed, buddy. You can go bonkers. But if it's my fingers you're talking about, yeah, I'll tell you what the code is to the fucking missile launcher.
What do you
say? So I asked him if that was written in there or if it wasn't. And he said it was already written like that. He said we did a bunch of different takes of it. But that wasn't his improv. You know, I knew it wasn't an improv. It's too much of a setup to be improvised. But I wondered if when they were doing that, if that was a line he came up with, or if he goes, nope, that was already written in there. I go, man, it always makes me laugh. The look on his face, and not as much the line as the look on the dumb guy's face, really actually wondering, is it my fingers or your fingers? So funny. I don't know what got
Dude,
me. On
nobody front. Played the kind of like he was on that line of being an idiot like perfectly.
Well, Fletch is great. The Fletch movies are fantastic.
I love Fletch. I like Funny Farm too. I like Funny Farm. It's like,
Funny Farm. It's yeah, it's and it's just, you know, you hear that a lot of people have bad experiences with them. Now, mind you, we're talking about a fucking 70-something year old man who's had a pretty crazy life and really been through a lot of ringers. Probably easy to catch him in a fucking bad mood.
And had late fame and a kind of annoying fame where you would get a lot of annoying people coming up to you with.
But it's community. Also, if you're an asshole, you're an asshole.
With community, though, like that's going to get you a lot of people that are kind of annoying, like kids and stuff coming at you being rude and restaurants, like you're saying and shit like that. And I can see there being some horror stories from people who have no tact. Can't see
and look,
the guys having a bad day.
If I met whoever. And I go, this guy's a bit. I met fucking, whatever you say, Rick Moranis at an Arby's, and he was a fucking real nice guy. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
If I go, hey, man, all I did was tap this guy in the back and go, hey, I fucking saw your movies. I thought you were a fucking nice guy. And he was acting all herky jerky on me like I was going to fucking punch. I go, hey, fuck you, Rick fucking Moranis. What have you done lately with your life? Now we got it. Now it's like a whole big thing.
Honey, I shrunk the kids. Honey, I shrunk your fucking career, asshole.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's weird. So
where
I don't
is
know.
Rick Moranis, by the way? He popped up on that Mint commercial. Did you see that last year? Ryan Reynolds, you know, has that cellular company Mint.
Which I've heard bad things. It's funny you say that. New Year's, I just heard bad things about that. Oh, I got a headphone right here.
They sponsor something. I can't remember if it's us or something else, but.
And Johnny, I want to hear about your New Year's. I only got about 10 minutes because I got to go do the Star Wars podcast. I'm not even joking. Doing Star Wars podcast.
What's the podcast?
Do you know who Steven Spielberg is?
I heard him. Yeah.
Him and Greg Lucas have a podcast.
By the way, TaylorMade has this new driver that perfectly
fits. Greg Lucas. How stupid am I? What's that?
TaylorMade has this new driver that perfectly fits your color scheme. Have you seen that?
I've finally seen it. I've entered 3 contests to win it. Because it's $700, bro.
It's so expensive. Yeah.
It's 60 different layers of carbon. Now, wood, the drivers went from wood, which is why they call it a lot of called woods. And then there was this whole graphite.
Yeah.
You know, and all and titanium.
Well, dude, I had
that's been
20
from the
years
80s
ago
to now.
So this year,
that's from
20 years
80s
ago
to now.
Callaway had a carbon driver called the C4, and I had that driver.
They talk about it in this article that I read and this video that I watched about it.
And it made the worst sound. It made the dullest, like, flat
that
sound
in
the
article.
Off
the
face. It was like, I still have it. It's upstairs. I saw it over the break. It's in my attic.
Well, this thing is absolutely gorgeous. And it's the one that Tiger was playing with recently. And that's where everybody's going nuts. But
fits your color scheme, unlike the Sim Max.
Man, it's my club, Bob. Twos, yeah. I'm a TaylorMade guy, at least, you know, thus far in my life. I will know.
See, I'm finally
a lot of
go
time
get the
getting
Sim,
my
the Sim 2 now.
All my TaylorMades together.
I'm finally going to go get the Sim 2 now when the prices drop.
Well, the price, that's like when the new iPhone comes out. That's when you go get last year's iPhone, the Sim 2. But this thing is so badass. So I entered 3 contests to win one. but my membership, when that starts back up, I think I get 15% off of the fucking gear. And I might have them order it and take the 15% discount on it.
Interesting.
And it's like $600. It's like $600. But, dude, I don't have to be a scientist to tell you. You crunch the numbers on that. 15% off of that. Now we're down to $300. And that's some savings. That is some savings, Johnny. Oh, I had a new one here. One of my new inventions. I'm going to pitch just to rent a Zizzle. Yep. Okay. What's the fucking craze right now? COVID. Everybody's got
What's the craze?
Everybody. Come on, man. Don't fuck up my pitch. I'm just running with it, right?
No,
What's the craze?
It's popular right now. Yeah,
Everybody's got it. You got to take your temperature. You don't know what's going on. Everybody's, you know, but that what's happening. Your kids are inside. They're driving you nuts. Plus your fucking husband or wife's right there. You're fucking left and right. Yeah. You're always fucking all the time. You got to get the kids dealing with it. This is where savings come in, right? What if I told you something that was 2 things in one? You'd be like, wow, there's some savings. What if I told you there was 3 things in one, Johnny? You go, you just doubled my savings. And I go, hold on. I'm going to make your savings by 10 because this is 4 things in one. What is it, Johnny? You ask. Sure. It's a COVID test, right? But it's also rectal thermometer. So you take your temperature. Now, do I have COVID? I don't know. Take my temperature. Uh-oh. Think I got a little bit of a fever. COVID test.
Order seems really important here.
I don't know if my wife's pregnant or not because we've been fucking all the time. Pee on it, babe. What you got? Pregnancy test. But it's also eco-friendly because you don't throw it away, Johnny. It's a kazoo for the kids. Keep them busy.
See, now I can see some problems here.
The kazoo. Pee on it for a fucking pregnancy test. Right up the old turd pincher. Check the temperature. Fucking swab the nose. See if you got COVID.
I can see some problems here. I don't want to shoot it down, but I can see. Oh, it's $29.99. Oh, never mind. Okay.
That's some savings.
No. That's a good deal. Yeah.
Thank you. What were your problems going to be? You thought it was $1 million. I'll put that in the commercial. It should be $1 million.
I honestly thought it was going to be like that stealth driver, probably like $5.99,
sure.
Something like that.
That seed down, I got you on it because that's I passed the savings on to you. I passed savings on to you right there, Johnny. I passed them on.
Do you
on.
Have a prototype for this?
I have a couple prototypes. Both of them are spoken for right now. I was seeing if I had a temperature, and then I got one because basically I have two kazoos in my ass because I sent another one up to kind of dislodge the other one, and now they're both MIA. So I have two missing kazoos.
You're still fine-tuning the design, though, right?
I need money for R&D.
Okay, okay.
Johnny, real quick, because I got to go do the Star Wars thing in a minute. But before we wrap, I just want to hear how your New Year's was. And let me tell you one quick funny story. You know my buddy Chase. You know him. You love him. He's my manager. And I'm over at Chris's for New Year's. We had a little, you know, six, seven-person get-together. Ordered a bunch of Chinese food. Just, you know, had some adult beverages at the house. And it was a very good time. And Chase and I, he got the new Madden for Christmas, as I predicted on the show or kind of foreshadowed. So I finally got to get a little piece of him. I went 4-1 against, because all these teenage kids that are there, they all wanted a piece of me because I was wearing a Koo jersey. Sure, you want to shout at the title? You get some too, bitch. I lost one game. Doesn't matter. It's Sunday. We're going to watch NFL games and we're going to make some bets. So we're both on our, not Chase, but his father, are on our respective MyBookie-esque gambling websites.
Yeah.
And Chase goes, hey, Teebs, I know you're leaving after the Falcons game, but when that starts in a couple hours, but let's play some Madden. This is the best line ever. This is the best line I've heard so far in 2022. Let's play some Madden before you and my dad get drunk. Because last time we played when you were drunk, you took four delay a game penalties, and then you punted on 1st and 40.
I go, yeah, but
you didn't see it coming. And he goes, I returned it for a touchdown. Oh fuck, I must have walked out right after that. I don't think we finished that game. So that game wasn't on my record, but fuck it, that's so hilarious. He must have been sitting there like the most patient patient little guy. So what did you you have Christmas with the family now? You warn him, hey, his Johnny's girlfriend's coming. She went out to the farm for New Year's, right?
So yeah, she was there like four days, something like that.
She did Christmas with her family, then came and met your family.
She actually did not do Christmas with her family. She had a little COVID scare, and she had to miss Christmas Eve because she was quarantining. She thought, you know, okay, she was waiting for to be in the clear on that. Her mother was supposed to come, and her mother refused to come be with her because she was afraid she had COVID, even though she had no symptoms and was testing negative. She had been exposed, and her mom was like, not going to show up. Sorry.
Well, so she comes out, and... Now, did you warn your parents, hey, look, she's a fucking big lush and she's a screamer. She's a screamer.
Well, I sorted it out so that we got there when my parents were out of town at a horse race. Perfect. I could show around the farm, introduce her to all the horses and stuff.
Is that what you're calling it? And
which horse
fucked her the best?
We did open a stall door, and then the horse was just right there with his dick hanging down. And she goes, oh my God.
That reminds me of my ex-boyfriend. Is that what she said?
Horses have such big dicks. Oh my God. And I was like, yeah, they do. Don't I know?
That's what she said. That's what she was. And right then you knew she was fucking ready to go.
Have you ever wondered why I'm so quick in and out of the bathroom? That's why right there, that big horse dick, baby.
You told her. She go, hey. So then what happened? You took her in the barn, gave her what was coming to her? What did you wait?
Pretty much. Yeah. Now we went to the beach. Some friends of mine just got this big ass beach house. It's obscene. Went down there, and then we got a place at the beach for a couple of days, and then had a really bad dude. The TSA are fucking on their shit over the holidays this past year. They were terrible, dude. I mean, I've never been spoken to like the TSA. Like, they were
great.
There were these little kids, and this guy, this huge dude was like, you don't do that, I do that, and grabbed the trays from the kids, and they start crying. It was just a shit show, dude.
Great.
Charlotte Douglas TSA. Fuck those guys. But yeah, not much to report. I did. I got a new smoker. I bought my parents a grill, and then my girlfriend got one for me for here. And so I've been doing a smoking a lot of meat. If you know what I'm saying.
My sister got a Traeger.
Yeah, yeah, that same kind of deal. Yeah, that's what I got. Yeah, and I've been fucking doing all kinds of shit.
How many times did you fucking plunge your girlfriend's that two car garage she calls a pussy while you were in Carolina? No offense.
How many is this?
Nah. 50 million.
Not too many, actually. It's you know, it's weird with the family there. You don't want to.
Well, and imagine knowing you fucking Hill Jacks. You all sleep in the same bed. So your mom and dad are asleep on either side of you, and you're trying to fucking knees to ears drill for oil, which I respect.
Yeah, it is.
But it's weird with, you know, your mom's got the blindfold on and dad's over there snoring like Mo, Larry, and Curly. It's kind of hard to get into it, I guess.
My dad loves the Three Stooges.
I bet. I fucking bet. All right, Johnny. I love you guys. I love everybody. I'm excited to see you in 1 week, Johnny. We're going to play lot of golf.
How long are you here?
I'm there from Thursday to Tuesday.
Sweet. All right.
So we're going to play a couple days. We'll get a couple games. And I think Chris Brockman is going to be joining us one fine day.
All right.
And he's about as good as Ren Azizi. So we're going to have to figure something out.
Eesh. All right.
Oh, I think he's about 13. I think Ren Azizi is like a 9 or something. But he's better than my fucking me.
Yeah, and infinitely better than me. So, all right, brother, I can't wait to see you.
Me too, Johnny. I'll keep you in touch. Oh, Johnny, I'm excited to drink that tequila too.
Yeah, got it for you. Siempre, I think it's called, something like that. Anyway, got a bottle of tequila.
Well, I'll definitely let you know what I think of it.
Your name on it.
All right, guys, love you. Everybody, consider it sucked.
Oh, one more thing. With the bottle of tequila, we have a Zoom call, I think, next Friday at some point where we do a tasting with the tequila, and they want to introduce us to it. So
I'll be in L.A. That's what, maybe you and I can do that from the golf course. That might be cool.
Okay.
Sure. We'll be golfing then is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. I'm down. I think I'd be hilarious.
So if you bring it to the course, we'll take a drink of it while we're sitting there golfing or whatever.
Perfect. All right, dude.
Okay, cool. Everybody suck it.
What are they saying? Every
girl's my girlfriend. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It disturbs me how much Sam loves this song.
He dances like he has special needs.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What are they saying?
Johnny, stop!
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Supporting them.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a drum puncher,
what?
Go out, buy this album.
If you want to find this,
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And buy it. It's the
Which
kids
I promise you they don't.
Wid Knee High. Let's Get Busy is the name of the album.
Every girl's my girlfriend. Every girl's my girlfriend.
Just gonna fade
I'm
that out.
I'm gonna put this to vote. Should this be the new Punch Drunk theme song?